My name is John Nugent. I'm the founder of Sandbox Effects here in Pittsfield. This is our office or our studio, however you want to describe it.
Nugent's company specializes in 2D animation, digital paintwork, facial enhancements, and green screen shots for films of all sizes. This means he and his designers get to create fantastic environments and horrifying creatures.
Such as monsters, just little water splashes,
trolls.
Or trolls, dust hits, little things like that. Sometimes it's just a spark.
Nugent's team conjured effects for 45 different shots in the final Lord of the Rings film, The Return of the King.
Big sequence for us was the Rivendell sequence with Arwen and Eldron.
Lady Arwen, we cannot delay.
Arwen is on her journey with the elves, and she has a vision that she has a son, and she decides to leave this pilgrimage and head back to Rivendell to talk to her father, Eldron. And that sequence was pretty much done all here in-house, and there was a lot of compositing of miniature photography, castles and waterfalls and mountains and horses and characters in that particular sequence.
Nugent was on set in New Zealand for most of director Peter Jackson's marathon film shoot. After it wrapped, though, the special effects artist made a bold decision to locate his company in Pittsfield rather than L.A.
Well, I'd much rather be here than L.A., that's for sure. The commute's a lot quicker.
Also, Nugent grew up in Pittsfield. After living all over the world, he says he came back home because the numbers added up.
I did start to realize that as I did the math on all the pros and cons, that the Berkshires really are one of the best places in the world to live. And I was thrilled to finally come to the conclusion that we could do this kind of digital effects work for films remotely. Finally, the technology and the high speeds had gotten to that point where we can do this. So it was a leap of faith to try it, but we've been lucky. 8 years, so far so good.
Business is steady, Nugent says. It costs far less to operate here than it would in New York, L.A., or Boston. The Massachusetts film tax incentives help drum up business, too. That said, you might think big studio executives would be wary of working with a company so far away from Hollywood. But Nugent says that isn't the case.
I think also that they're happy to know that we are sort of lost in the woods out here. There's certain projects that they're very particular about security and not wanting the rest of the world to know that there's some storylines that are just out there. And no one really knows we're here, so that's not so much of a worry for them.
Now they do.
Now they do.
Even so, Nugent says the fact that Pittsfield isn't Hollywood can make things difficult, especially when it comes to attracting talented long-term staff, because the film business is unpredictable and there's more opportunities on the West Coast. Nugent remembers Pittsfield's salad days in the 70s when GE was humming along, but also the city's devastating crash in the 80s. Today, he says, he's thrilled to see Pittsfield on the upswing, and he hopes it will continue. Thank you.